Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
8 minutes it is to 5 o'clock. Health and wellness and employee wellness is the focus, of course, this week until the 8th of July. And joining me on the line is Perch Kapp, who is the Health Promotions Officer at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Perch, you're joining me in Qabega. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa.
Do you have water, by the way? How's the water situation there?
Quite bad. We in our area had no water for 2 days.
Not at all. Not at all. Oh, heavens.
Yeah.
Which means then you have to rely on, you know, buying water for consumption, as in cooking and drinking and all of that.
That's right. Yes. But unfortunately, my partner is very clued up. He's got all containers around the house. So when it rains, he collects water for the loos and washing and all that type of thing. So yeah.
Well, I do hope rains come soon and soon enough. I know you get more rains generally in summer, I think, than you do in winter. So it might be a wait. But hopefully Cape Town gets to see a wave of cold fronts, which will push their way through to the Eastern Cape, but particularly Qabega. And we might be telling a different story in a few weeks.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were very lucky. We already had by about 6 last night, we had 10 millimeters in town. But I'm not sure about our catchment area.
Yeah, that's always the big question, isn't it? We're here today to talk about health at work as well as outside of work. We know that the last 2.5 years have been rather disruptive in the way we conduct business, and the silver lining, if you like, in this massive dark grey cloud we've had to endure over the last 2 years is the fact that it is practical, it is possible for one to come to all sorts and manners of arrangements with one's employer regarding how you work. Tell us about the Employee Wellness Week and what it's all about.
Okay. The Employees Wellness Week is an annual event which is, it's a campaign to make people aware of the importance of health and welfare of the employers in the workplace. The Heart and Stroke that runs this campaign annually between the 4th and the 8th of July for this year. And then the primary goal of the Workers Week is to make employers and employees make them aware of the importance of non-communicable diseases and more about a healthy lifestyle. As a health federation, we are focused more on the non-communicable diseases and more about cardiovascular disease and also cerebrovascular diseases. This is important because South Africa has many people that actually suffer from non-communicable diseases such as heart conditions, strokes, TB, HIV, AIDS, injuries and accidents. Heart conditions and strokes are the most common diseases in South Africa, non-communicable diseases in South Africa. And these can be prevented by healthy lifestyles and to be aware of these conditions.
Yeah. One of the programs, in fact, that you're promoting is the Heart Mark program. What is that all about?
Okay. Our Heart Mark program is part of the foundation's program to help people to be aware of what is going on. Our Heart Mark actually forms part of a healthy eating plan and makes you aware that you can have easier choices. If you know our Heart Mark, it's a circle, a red circle, with a knife and fork next to it. It shows you that the contents of that product has been approved by the Heart Foundation and that it actually is low in fat, in saturated fat, low in salt, low in sugar, but high in fiber.
And the responsibility for one's health is still, in the main, the individual's responsibility. I mean, there's much that your boss can do to create a conducive environment for health, or a healthy environment, at least anyway, for you and your fellow employees. But it does come down to the individual to take responsibility for their own state of health, isn't it?
It is, yes. Remember, people must eat healthier. You know, the thing is, we incline to, when we go out, we eat, I always call it junk food, but takeaways, which are high in fats, high in salt, high in sugars. So, and at homes, we over process, we eat a lot of red meat, which is a lot of saturated fats, and we have to think of portion-wise. What are our portions? You know, it's nice to say, oh, well, I have a plate of healthy food, but it's piled high. You know, you need to be portion-wise. And then we have at the Heart Foundation on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. If you go into it, there's some beautiful recipes there. I actually yesterday had a person which I just randomly spoke to, and they went into the website, and she said there's so many beautiful recipes to help to make that she wasn't aware of.
That's where we'll leave it, Perch. Thank you very much for your time this morning. And that website again, heartfoundation.co.za, for more details about the Employee Wellness Week as well as the Heart Mark Program. Perch Kapp is the Health Promotions Officer at Heart and Stroke Foundation.